Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Rooted: Life at the Crossroads of Science, Nature, and Spirit, by Leanda Lynn Haupt, is a harmoniously woven narrative that brings together elements of the natural world, scientific inquiry, and spiritual reflection. Haupt, known for her profound insights into nature and its relationship with human life, explores the intricate connections that bind us to the earth. The book serves as an eloquent reminder of the fundamental, yet often overlooked bond we share with the natural world. Through her rich prose and thoughtful observations, Haupt beckons readers to rediscover this connection and find meaning in the smallest details of the natural world around them. Rooted encourages us to reflect on our place in the ecosystem, offering a blend of personal anecdotes, scientific insights, and spiritual contemplation. This book is a vital read for anyone looking to deepen their appreciation for the world we inhabit and understand the profound links that unite science, nature, and spirit. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, interconnectedness of life. Leanda Lynn Haupt delves into the concept of interconnectedness, illustrating how every element of the natural world is linked. She explains that our lives are not separate from nature, but are a part of an intricate web that sustains life on Earth. Haupt highlights the ways in which every action we take has repercussions on the environment, urging readers to be conscious of their ecological footprint. She draws on examples from various ecosystems, demonstrating how plants, animals, and humans coexist symbiotically. This symbiosis is a dance of giving and taking, where the existence of one often supports the life of another. By highlighting specific relationships found in nature, such as the mutually beneficial bond between bees and flowers, Haupt emphasizes that understanding these connections can lead to deeper environmental stewardship. Through stories and scientific observations, she encourages a shift in perspective from seeing nature as something separate to a holistic view, where humans are an integral part of the natural world. Secondly, the science-spirit connection, in Rooted, Haupt presents a compelling argument for the integration of science and spirituality. She suggests that viewing these disciplines as mutually exclusive limits our ability to fully understand and appreciate the world. Haupt explores how scientific discoveries often lead to spiritual revelations and vice versa. By bridging the gap between these two ways of knowing, she argues, we can gain a more comprehensive understanding of both our universe and ourselves. Haupt provides fascinating examples of scientists who experienced profound spiritual awakenings through their work, and how spiritual practices can enhance scientific inquiry. She posits that science and spirituality are both tools to explore the fundamental truths of existence, each providing unique insights. As such, embracing both can lead to a more fulfilling and expansive experience of life, creating a sense of wonder and awe for the mysteries of the world. Through this lens, Haupt invites readers to consider their own relationship with both science and spirituality, opening up new pathways for exploration and growth. Thirdly, the soul of nature. Haupt explores the concept of nature possessing a soul, challenging readers to consider the deeper essence of the natural world. She draws on various cultural and spiritual traditions that recognize the spiritual dimensions of nature, suggesting that this perspective can enrich our lives. By attributing a soul to nature, Haupt argues, we foster a sense of reverence and responsibility towards the environment. She delves into historical and contemporary viewpoints, analyzing how different societies have revered the natural world and the implications of viewing nature as sentient. This perspective is not only philosophical, but has practical implications for conservation and environmental ethics. By respecting nature as a living entity with intrinsic value, rather than as a resource to be exploited, we are more likely to engage in sustainable practices. Haupt encourages readers to connect with the natural world on a deeper level, developing a personal ethic that values the well-being of all living things. This approach, she suggests, leads to a more harmonious existence with our environment. Fourthly, finding balance through nature. Rooted emphasizes the power of nature to bring balance and peace to our lives. Haupt highlights how immersion in natural settings can reduce stress, enhance mental clarity, and foster creativity. She shares personal anecdotes and scientific studies that demonstrate the restorative powers of nature, advocating for regular engagement with the natural world as a remedy for the fast-paced, technology-driven lives that many lead today. According to Haupt, Nature provides a sanctuary where individuals can find solace and regain their equilibrium. She discusses the concept of forest bathing and its proven health benefits, encouraging readers to incorporate natural experiences into their daily lives, whether it's a walk in the park, nurturing a garden, or simply pausing to observe the beauty of a sunset. By reconnecting with nature, we recalibrate our internal rhythms and find a greater sense of well-being. Hop's insights inspire readers to intentionally seek time in nature as a path to rediscovering balance and tranquility. Lastly, the call to action for environmental stewardship. One of the pivotal themes in Rooted is the call for environmental stewardship. Haupt emphasizes the urgency of caring for our planet, not only for the sake of future generations, but as a moral and spiritual obligation. She discusses the current environmental crises, including climate change, habitat destruction, and species extinction, urging readers to take actionable steps towards sustainability. Through a combination of storytelling, scientific analysis, and philosophical inquiry, Haupt provides a roadmap for personal and collective action to protect the Earth. She points out that small changes in individual behavior can lead to significant positive impacts. Haupt also explores the role of community and collaboration in fostering environmental change, suggesting that working together amplifies our efforts. By fostering an ethic of care and responsibility, Haupt encourages readers not only to live more sustainably, but to inspire others to do the same. Her call to action is both empowering and hopeful, reminding us of the power we hold to affect change and the necessity of doing so to ensure a thriving planet. In conclusion, Rooted: Life at the Crossroads of Science, Nature, and Spirit is a book for anyone yearning to reestablish a meaningful connection with the natural world and seek harmony between science and spirituality. Leonda Lynn Haupt's insights offer a path to a deeper understanding of our environment and our place within it. This book is particularly significant for those who are feeling disconnected in today's fast-paced, digital-centered world, providing them with the tools to find peace and perspective through nature. With her eloquent narrative, Haupt encourages readers to look beyond the surface and explore the profound links between seemingly disparate fields, such as science and spirituality, ultimately bringing them closer to a life of purpose and balance. By highlighting the importance of environmental stewardship, Rooted inspires not only reflection, but action, advocating for a lifestyle that honors and nurtures the Earth. As such, the book can be transformative, offering both personal and collective benefits. It invites readers to take mindful steps towards sustainability, enrich their lives through nature, and cultivate a deeper appreciation for the world around them. Anyone seeking personal growth and a more harmonious relationship with the planet will find this book to be an invaluable companion on their journey. If you would like to support Leonda Lynn Haupt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.